I'm going to cut my words short because I've got a big job to do. I get to introduce the Vice President of the United States of America. You know, from day one, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a chance to really get to know this Vice President. He actually came into the Capitol and sat down in a room and met with us individually, asked us what's important to us. This man is probably one of the most sincere people that I've worked with in elected government. He is a man of his word, unwavering principles, someone that I've really gotten to know, and I know he's here for the right reason. He's here because, like you, he puts great reverence in faith, family, and country. That's where his heart is. He believes in his country. He believes in the founding principles of this country and our Constitution, and he believes it's worth fighting for. And I, for one, am glad, and I will do whatever I can to work with him. He refuses to let this house go because he was a member. He knows how important this house is. And he is here to protect the house. So everyone, please, let's give a great Oakland County welcome to our Vice President, Mike Pence.
Michigan. It is great to be back in the Great Lakes State. Just 8 days away from another historic victory all across the state of Michigan and all across the United States of America. Thank you all for being out today. These two outstanding leaders that you just heard from, four, if I count them right. I'm going to talk a little bit more about them in just a minute, but it's great to be with each and every one of them. But first and foremost, let me say a few words from my heart about an issue that I know is on the minds of everyone across Michigan and everyone across this country, and that is the brutal attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this last Saturday. Today, America mourns. We mourn the loss of life of 11 precious members of that Jewish community. We think of them, we think of their families, we think of the injured, including four police officers who are continuing to recover from their injuries. The facts have continued to come out. There's no question that the response by law enforcement to this terrible attack was courageous and undoubtedly saved lives. As the President and I both made clear this last Saturday, what happened in Pittsburgh was not just a criminal act. It was evil. It was an attack on innocent Americans, and it was an assault on our freedom of religion. You can be confident that the President's directed the full resources of the United States government to support both the investigation and the prosecution. And I can assure you, justice in this case will be swift and severe. But let me say to my friend Lena, to all the members of the Jewish community across Michigan and across this great nation, we are with you. Our hearts break with you. And we will never allow violence or anti-Semitism to take hold in the United States of America. Ever. For now, I just encourage each and everyone to pray. Pray for the families of the fallen and those injured in the Tree of Life Synagogue. And let's also pray for strength and wisdom to rise above these senseless acts of violence, as the president said, move past our divisions and embrace a common destiny as Americans. Privileged to be joined today by a leader in the Jewish community here in Michigan who was kind enough to join us today. I thought it might be appropriate if Rabbi Lauren Jacobs would come out from Shema Yisrael Synagogue and offer a word of prayer for the Tree of Life Synagogue, for the fallen, for their families, and for our nation. Rabbi.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Let's pray. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, as the Vice President has just reminded us, this was an act of evil. Evil is real. Anti-Semitism is evil. Racism is evil. Irrational hatred is evil. Lord, we pray for good laws to help minimize evil, to prevent it, good law enforcement, to restrain it. But even more, Lord, we need you. We need your saving power. We need transformed hearts. We need your grace. We need your peace. We need your love. I pray for these things, Lord, for our nation. Lord, I want to pray for all those people who are mourning this senseless, irrational evil and hatred. You tell us, blessed are those who mourn. And Lord, I want to pray that you would truly bless all those who are mourning today. And Lord, I pray that we would see fewer and fewer horrible tragedies like this in our nation. I pray this b'shem Yeshua. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Join me in thanking Rabbi Lauren Jacobs for being here. Thank you all for that. Thank you for taking that moment. And thank you for coming out today. 8 days away from when we will re-elect Mike Bishop and elect Lena Epstein to the Congress of the United States. Why I'm here. And while we're at it, if I could ask you a favor, Michigan, let's send Bill Schuette to the State House and John James to the United States Senate. These are great leaders. These are great leaders. They're people that understand Michigan through and through. I'm here to talk to you about these great candidates. I'm here to talk to you about the progress that we've made ever since a couple short years ago. The people of Michigan said yes to American strength, American security, and American prosperity. And speaking of which, allow me to bring greetings from a great fan of the state of Michigan and the man the people of Michigan voted to make the 45th president of the United States of America. I bring greetings from President Donald Trump. Didn't he something? I'm telling you. You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president to a president who literally gets up every day and fights to keep the promises that he made to the people of Michigan and the people of this country. And President Donald Trump has been delivering. And when we reelect Republican majorities in the House and Senate, we'll keep on delivering for the American people. I'm telling you, look at the last couple of weeks alone. I mean, it's the tale of the tape, right? New jobs report out, 4.2 million new jobs in less than 2 years, and unemployment's at a 50-year low. Unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans has set a new record. It has never been this low in the history of this country. And how about here in Michigan, right? Here, but not too far here from Detroit, right? I don't know if they invented cars in Detroit, but it just seems like it. All right? Think, how about that new United States, Mexico, Canada agreement that puts American jobs and American workers first? And even with a narrow majority in the United States Senate and against the opposition of your Senator Debbie Stabenow, this president saw Justice Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States. You know, I think there's only one way you can describe the last couple years. I think it's been 2 years of action. It's been 2 years of results. It's been 2 years of promises made and promises kept. And we're just getting started, Michigan. That's why we need Lena. That's why we need Mike. And that's why we need John James, all headed to Washington, D.C. But let me talk about these two great leaders in Congress, one present, one future. They're incredible people. And how about a round of applause for Protect the House for bringing us all together today? A great effort and a great organization. Mike Bishop. Mike Bishop is what you'd call pure Michigan. Am I right? Really true. Born here, raised here. He and his wife, Christina, raised their three kids here. Dedicated his life to serving this state. He was at the State House. He fought to protect Michigan families. Sponsored legislation to create the Michigan Child Protection Registry, which helps parents keep their kids safe from dangerous content online. He arrived in Congress in 2014 and has been fighting just as hard for Michigan families. Mike Bishop is a leader. In fact, Michigan, just like my home state of Indiana, has been struggling with this crisis of opiate abuse and addiction. Your Congressman Mike Bishop authored legislation that President Trump signed into law, making a historic commitment to combat opiate abuse and addiction. And then how about Lena Epstein? Michigan 11, you've got a tremendous opportunity here. We're so excited about Lena Epstein that the second lady of the United States, Karen Pence, was campaigning for Lena just last week. We love her. We love her. She's a real deal. Born and bred Michigander, but she's a Michigan job creator. Strong commitment to her family. You see that. You know, I just wish she was a little more enthusiastic. Let's hear it for Lena Epstein. Isn't she something? What an incredible person. Come back out here, Lena. Doggone it. Let's hear it for Lena Epstein. Come on. I'll tell you, I was watching her speech a couple minutes ago. She kept talking to me back there. I kept saying, they're out there. Just talking. It's very special. Her enthusiasm is just contagious. But I'll tell you what, she's somebody that knows how to create jobs. She runs one of the largest women-owned businesses in the state. An automotive company has been in her family for three generations. Under her leadership, that small business employs more than 200 people right here in the Great Lakes State. She knows what it takes to create jobs. And I'll tell you what, Mike Bishop in the Congress the last 2 years, Lena Epstein in this new reelected Congress, I'm here to tell you. We're going to continue to build on the progress that we made, and think about that progress. In the first day of this administration, this president's been working to get this economy moving again. The truth of the matter is, confidence is back. Jobs are coming back. In a word, America is back, and we're just getting started, Michigan. You send Mike Bishop back, you send Lena Epstein there, we're going to keep doing what we've been doing. And think about it. From the first day of this administration, President Trump, with the Republican majority that we have today, was able to to sign more bills rolling back federal red tape than any president in American history. We've unleashed American energy as never before, and America is now exporting energy all around the world at record levels. You got those new better trade deals, not just Canada, Mexico, but South Korea. We're negotiating with the EU, we're negotiating with Japan, and this president's also put China on notice. We're going to have trade deals that are fair and reciprocal and put American workers first. And in case you didn't notice, media doesn't talk about it nearly enough. With Mike Bishop's support, and I know Lena will help us keep going, this president's already signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. We cut taxes for working families in Michigan. We cut taxes for businesses in Michigan, and we cut out the core of Obamacare. The individual mandate is gone. But it's not just been about jobs. It's not just been about jobs and prosperity. This Republican Congress has also supported this president's effort to stand with the men and women of our armed forces. And President Donald Trump has already signed the largest increase in our national defense since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're rebuilding our military. We're restoring the arsenal of democracy. And we're also standing with our veterans. Put your hand in the air if you've worn the uniform of the United States so we can thank you one more time. Thank you. Thank you for your service. I'll tell you what, with Mike Bishop in the Congress, we've been able to make historic reforms. All new accountability at the VA. We've been getting rid of people that aren't providing our veterans with the care that they've earned in the uniform of the United States, and now our veterans have choice for real-time health care. And I got to tell you, with Mike Bishop back in the Congress and Lita Epstein, all of that is just the beginning. We're going to continue. We're going to continue to promote more tax relief, more regulatory reform. We're going to continue to invest in our national security, and we're going to stand by our veterans. And you send me, John James, to the United States Senate, and we're going to keep nominating conservatives to our federal courts at every level. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know this, but this president, even with that narrow majority in the United States Senate, President Trump in the last year and a half has actually seen confirmed more men and women to our federal courts of appeals than any president in American history, and they are all conservatives who will uphold the Constitution, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms enshrined in the Second Amendment. And I'll tell you what. With renewed Republican majorities, with a wider majority in the House and in the Senate, I'll make you one more promise. This president is not just going to be standing for security for our nation as a whole and our national defense, but we're going to keep standing without apology for the men and women of law enforcement at every level. You know, it's been a tough time in the last 5 or 6 years for law enforcement. It seemed like many in the media and some in national politics were always very quick to blame police first whenever tragedy would happen in the course of law enforcement in this country. It's really true. I couldn't be more proud to serve with a president who stood by the men and women on the thin blue line. We've given them the resources and the respect that they earn every single day as they protect our families, and we always will. And we're removing dangerous gang members off our street at record levels, and that includes members of MS-13. We are rounding them out, putting them in jail. And with that renewed commitment to law enforcement, Mr. President, our administration have also been securing our borders, and we've already started to build that wall. Oh, we're building. We're building. You give us a renewed and larger Republican majorities in the House and Senate, we'll get it all done. I promise you. And you know, it's probably never been more obviously important to Americans. Stand before you today, another migrant caravan is making its way north up the peninsula. As the president said plainly about a week ago, it's nothing short, thousands of people organized by left-wing groups in Honduras and human traffickers. It's nothing more than, as the president said, as an assault on our country. Our message to people in the caravan is simple. Turn around. You will not be allowed to come into the United States of America illegally. We will not allow it. But let's be clear. Let's be clear on this point. This caravan is organized by people, human traffickers, who have no regard for human life. I spoke to the president of Guatemala. He told me that they had sent buses to pick people up, elderly, families with young children who'd literally been left by the side of the road by the organizers of the caravan. And the truth of the matter is, men and women, we have a crisis on our southern border. And it's being taken advantage of by those who would profit in Central America by gaping loopholes in our immigration laws. And so the truth of it is that it's not only people in Central America that are exploiting vulnerable families in moments like this, but frankly, it's also being driven by the dangerous policies supported by the Democratic Party. I mean, think about it. Democrats don't want to build that wall. They don't want to secure our border. They don't want to close the loopholes that human traffickers use to entice vulnerable families to take the long and dangerous journey north. Let me make you a promise. You send John James to the Senate. You send Mike Bishop back. You send Lena to the Congress of the United States. We will build that wall. We will secure the border. We will close the loopholes in our law, and we will fix this broken immigration system once and for all. But we got to have help to do it. We really do, because that's the choice. My last comment to every one of you is that's a choice that we face. It really is. It's a choice whether it's the Senate race or these two congressional races that we're here to push. It's really a choice between tax cuts and tax hikes. It's a choice between more jobs and more mobs. It's a choice between stronger borders or open borders, a stronger military or weaker America. I got to tell you, I was there in Congress the last time Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. And you don't ever want that to happen again. I'm not kidding. I mean, seriously. Last time Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, they weren't cutting taxes, they were raising taxes. They weren't increasing military spending, they were cutting military spending. They weren't rolling back the heavy hand of government, they were growing government. Their cap and trade scheme, raising your utility rates, they tried to pass into law, they gave us Obamacare. It's a total disaster, causing premiums to rise, choices to decline. Let's decide right here, right now, all this talk about a blue wave. Let's make sure that blue wave hits a red wall right here in Michigan. All right? But it's going to take all of us to do it. Okay, you got 8 days to go. I'm going to get out of here because you all still got plenty of time today to work. Let me close with a couple of thoughts. You know, the truth is, this first midterm election for the party that's in the White House, conventional wisdom says it's always challenging. And, you know, that's been true for the Republican Party every election for the last century, except for two. I mean, the conventional wisdom says it's going to be hard to post a victory in Michigan in the House and Senate, but I think we all know what President Trump thinks of conventional wisdom. We made history in 2016. We're going to make history again in 2018 when Michigan elects John James and sends Lena and Mike to Capitol Hill. I really do appreciate y'all coming out today, though. But I'm going to ask you to do three things before I leave. Let me begin, though, by thanking you. You know, I'm a small town boy from southern Indiana, not too terribly far from here. Grew up here in the heartland. My dad ran a gas station business. I pumped gas to help pay my way through college. My grandfather drove a bus for 40 years after he immigrated to this country. And so can I just take this moment to tell the people of Michigan, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve as your vice president. It's the greatest honor of my life. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful to you and truly humbled. But I'm absolutely determined, as the president is, to make sure we deliver on the confidence you placed in us in 2016. That's why I'm here today. So three things I need you to do, okay? Number one, if you're taking notes, all right? You have to decide right here, right now, before the polls close on November 6th, that you are going to vote Michigan. You are going to vote for Lena Epstein, vote for Mike Bishop, and vote to send John James to the United States Senate and Bill Schuette to the State House. You got to vote. Okay? And remember, friends don't let friends vote alone. Grab a family member, grab a neighbor at work, at worship. Just grab them and just say, you know, I ran into Mike the other day. And he reminded me, it's just so important. Elections are won by the people that show up. So let's show up. Just like Michigan did. I'll never forget that night, can I just tell you? You can go online, you can find the picture. These kids will find it for you. They'll click around. The president and I were standing there for 3 or 4 hours in a whole room full of people. My family's all right here, my wife and kids. His family's all right here, but we were standing shoulder to shoulder. And we were watching these big screen TVs at the campaign headquarters. And we were watching one state after another come in. One state, boom, check mark, check mark, check mark. But I got to tell you, when they put a check mark next to Michigan, he just hit me right on the shoulder and said, we won Michigan. Michigan did it. And you can do it again. But we got to vote. And the second thing, you know, the reason why I think we got that done in 2016 was, you know, there wasn't too many people, too many of the pundits on TV that were predicting anything could happen, right? I mean, the truth of the matter is, what I just really never doubted that it was going to happen. Neither did he, because we were out with all of you. We knew the American people were talking to each other. I mean, the people of Michigan knew that, you know, we could be strong again. We could be respected in the world again. We could see jobs coming back to Michigan from Mexico instead of going from Michigan to Mexico. We knew that America could be more prosperous, and we were talking to each other about it. So go out and tell somebody. Tell somebody, hey, did you know the president's been rebuilding the military? Hey, did you know we cut your taxes so you keep more of what you earn? Did you know that jobs are coming back? Opportunity is coming back. I mean, tell them the forgotten men and women of Michigan are forgotten no more. Just go out and tell them in the next 8 days, because it's the truth. I'll always believe the most powerful media in America, and we proved it in 2016, is not most of your cable television networks. It's not your mail. It's not your advertising. It's when someone who knows you and respects you hears from you about a candidate or a cause. So just go out and tell them about Lena. Tell them about Mike. Tell them about John. And tell them about Bill. And tell them we got an opportunity in Michigan to build on what Michigan said yes to in 2016. And the last thing, let me end where we began. After you've made a decision here and now to vote with a friend, right? And go tell somebody the story of the progress that we've made and these great candidates that can help us. I might encourage you to do one more thing. You know, it seems like people these days anymore focus more on divisions within our country than any time that I can remember in my lifetime. You know, but I'll always believe that there will always be more that unites us in these United States of America than will ever divide us. And chief among that is faith. And so I just say to all of you, and on this one, I know Lena and Bill and John and Mike won't mind. I'm not talking about their campaigns. I'm not talking about our cause or a party or winning and losing in elections. But if you're inclined over the next 8 days in these challenging times to bow the head and bend the knee, I'd encourage you to do it. And just when you do it, just pray for all the people of America. Pray that we might once again recognize the blessing that all of us share of being citizens of one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So pray for America. Pray for the people of America. It'll matter. It'll make a difference. So thank you again for coming out. Thank you for that. I look forward to saying hi to as many of you as I can, and then I'm headed off to Grand Rapids because we're working Michigan today. We're going to do all that we can to help this great team. And I leave here today with renewed confidence, to be quite honest with you. I really do. That with Bill Schuette in the State House, with John James in the United States Senate, with Mike Bishop and Lena Epstein in the Congress of the United States, with President Donald Trump in the White House, and with God's help, we will make Michigan and America safer than ever before. We will make Michigan and America more prosperous than ever before. And to borrow a phrase, we will make America great again. Thank you all very much. God bless you. God bless Michigan. And God bless America. Let's go get it done.